VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli commandos disguised as medical workers and Muslim women burst into the Ibn Sina Hospital and the occupied West Bank Tuesday and killed three Palestinian militants. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that story.
Reuters reports that according to witnesses and authorities, one of the three who were killed was lying paralyzed in his hospital bed at the time. This is Naji Nizal, the medical director of the Ibn Sina Hospital. They killed three youths in their room while they were sleeping on their beds in the room. They killed them in cold blood with direct gunshots to the head. The Israeli military said that the three militants were killed in a joint undercover operation by the Army, Shin Bet, Security Service, Border Police, and the Ibn Sina Hospital in Jenin, one of the most volatile cities in the West Bank. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Major donors to the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency have suspended funding to the organization following allegations that around a dozen of employees were involved in the October 7th attack.
A six-page Israeli dossier shared with the United States and reviewed by Reuters says 10 staff members directly participated in the raid into Israeli territory, and two others were summoned to assist the raid. The dossier says Israel also has wider evidence that UNRWA has employed 190 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants. UNRWA says it acted swiftly to fire staff after being alerted of Israeli evidence that they participated in the October 7th attacks. It believes the funding cuts could jeopardize its entire mission and dramatically worsen an already catastrophic humanitarian emergency in Gaza.
That's Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he has decided how to respond to the killing of three American service members in Jordan, noting that he does not want to expand war in the Middle East, but demurring on the specifics of how the U.S. will proceed. Officials say they are still determining which of several Iranian-backed groups was responsible for the killings, the first since a wave of attacks on U.S. forces in the region since the October 7th Hamas assault on Israel. Despite a court ruling blocking the deployment, Kenya's president, William Ruto, said Tuesday that a mission to help tackle gang violence in Haiti will move forward. Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
The international force is aimed at tackling rampant gang violence in the Caribbean nation that killed nearly 5,000 people last year. But the mission was thrown into doubt after the Kenyan court ruled it would be unconstitutional to deploy officers abroad unless there was a reciprocal arrangement in place with the host government. Ruto said that can be simply achieved.
So we already have a bilateral relations with Haiti. All that needs to be done now is for Haiti to make a request to Kenya, and the mission will go ahead.
Haiti first sought help in 2022 as gang violence surged. However, it was unable to find anyone willing to take charge. Many foreign governments have been wary of supporting the impoverished nation's unelected administration.
Pressure is mounting on Hungary to approve Sweden's accession to the last NATO member state to ratify Stockholm's application. VOA's Jeff Custer has some background.
Sweden and Finland applied simultaneously to join NATO in May of 2022, 3 months after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Finland officially joined in April of last year, becoming the 31st member of the Western Military Alliance. Sweden, however, is still waiting. Turkish lawmakers finally gave their approval for Sweden's bid on January 23rd after Ankara resolved a long-running dispute with Stockholm over purported Swedish support for Kurdish separatists. That left Hungary as the only NATO member state yet to ratify Sweden's accession, despite a pledge by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban that his country would not be the last member to approve the bid. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. House Republicans are working into the night to award a key vote on impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over what they call willful and systematic refusal to enforce immigration laws. Mayorkas argues that Republicans should instead be working with the Biden administration on U.S.-Mexico border security. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.